This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and it's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
You can call in, you can talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. It is, after all, Free Talk Live, so if you're hearing us between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, or what did we decide that was, Daryl, 2300 to 0200 hours Zulu time?
Hold on, give me a second, because I actually keep UTC as one of the times on my phone. It is currently just after midnight UTC.
Okay, so that's 0100, yeah, 0100 hours Zulu. There you go, to 300 hours Zulu. Anyway, whatever it might be, between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, we're live, and you can call us and talk about whatever's on your mind. And besides Trump bombing Syria, there's a few other stories out there, too. We pretty much exhausted that. If you want to call in and talk about it, you got some other angle, you're welcome to. The number's 855-450-3733. The username on Skype, and you'll sound great in there, is lrn.fm. The good folks in the Discord can call in some manner or another. Good luck to them, because I have no idea how to answer it. I'm sure Daryl will tell me. And, yeah, there you go. So we do have a story. Apparently, a couple of guys tried to use the potty at Starbucks and then got arrested.
I still don't know exactly what happened.
I don't think we're going to.
I do know that they got arrested. Headline from the Washington Post is two black men were arrested waiting at a Starbucks. Now the company and police are on the defensive. Story begins. Starbucks, which once asked baristas to start a conversation about race with customers, faces fierce criticism after two black men were arrested at a Philadelphia store, sparking accusations of racial profiling over what the company's CEO now calls a reprehensible incident. So I'm not familiar. I want to pause here because both of you commented on the initial thing about the conversation about race. I don't remember that ever being a Starbucks thing, but I also don't shop at Starbucks.
They printed some messages either inside there. Disposable cups are on the bottom or something meant to spark conversations about race.
Yeah.
I don't remember what any of the statements were.
Don't you remember when Barack Obama said that we need to, as a nation, have a conversation around race?
But Barack Obama, as best as I can tell, is not any employee of Starbucks ordering people to, at Starbucks, have conversations about race.
Well, all they were doing was listening. All they were doing, Our dear leader has said to have conversations about race. Let's have some conversations about race. Turns out it's almost universally a bad idea to have a conversation about race.
Continuing on, in a statement, CEO Kevin Johnson offered, quote, our deepest apologies, end quote, on Saturday to the two men who were taken out of the store in handcuffs by at least six officers on Thursday.
Seems like a lot of people to take a couple of guys out of Starbucks, but all right.
Yeah. A store manager had asked the two men to leave after they attempted to use the bathroom but had not yet made any purchase. The men said
they were... And by not yet made any purchase means they hadn't made a purchase.
Right.
Yeah. And I can see both sides of this. If I walked into a Starbucks and I got to go to the bathroom and...
I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back to buy my latte.
Right. There's five people lined up. Maybe. And I don't want to take my latte into the bathroom. I want to use the bathroom and then get my latte.
Right.
I mean, to me, that's the order of operations. I can also see that certain businesses in certain locations are probably going to have a lot of foot traffic of people who want to simply use the bathroom and leave. And those people that want to use the bathroom and leave, generally leave a bathroom in pretty bad condition. Like, or at least they're more likely to leave a bathroom in pretty bad condition, I guess, is the way I'd like to phrase that.
Let me ask
you
this
generally
question.
Don't go in and come out leaving it better than you left it, than you found it.
Most people don't.
But that's the price that an owner of a business would pay for paying customers. But if you're coming in and going out and you're just taking away and you're not adding anything in the form of your business, then there's no reason for him to want you to be in there.
And Mark, as someone who has previously worked as a janitor, and Johnny, who I believe still does, we can both
I've done some janitor
paying work. Customers generally don't wind up cleaning up after themselves either.
I understand that, but hobos, and that's the people I'm really talking about here, right? Folks that don't have jobs, don't want jobs, not big customers of Starbucks, are...
Well, we don't know if these two individuals were hobos.
I didn't claim they were hobos. I claim that hobos exist. And because they exist, and because they make a bigger mess in a bathroom, that at least this is the general consensus, right? Like, that doesn't make it right. And certainly not all hobos, hashtag not all hobos, right? But yeah, as a business owner, if you're not going to buy anything, I definitely don't want you in my bathroom. And if you are disheveled and, messy and all that other stuff, and you're not going to buy anything, I really, really don't want you in my bathroom. And, if I'm the Starbucks employee that has to do the cleaning, yeah, I feel the same way. Also, they probably have a policy that, hey, try to keep the hobos out of the bathroom.
Right.
And so the Starbucks employee, while making your latte, while ringing you up, and while doing all the things that they're doing, are trying to keep a second eye on the bathroom. In the process, they see a couple of guys go in. And how do you handle that? I don't precisely know. Having myself use the bathroom at business establishments without buying something, and in other cases, buying something because I feel sort of obligated to. I live in this nether world. I don't know what to do exactly or how to do it. I don't want to make my purchase and go into the bathroom, and I don't particularly want to make a purchase if I just wanted to use the bathroom.
Right.
I try to leave the bathroom in better condition than I came, but they're not going to assume that I did that, and they shouldn't.
So in this situation, what happened is the manager called 911.
Well, yeah, like after asking them to leave and they didn't.
Story doesn't mention whether he asked them to leave.
Okay.
Story just says they used the bathroom, had not yet made a purchase. Manager called 911. Their attorney says that they were waiting for a friend. Again, we don't know if they were going to make a purchase after using the bathroom and then wait on a friend while drinking their latte frappuccino.
Right, and I've gone into to Starbucks and other coffee shops, and I've sat, used a chair, and waited for somebody to come.
Yes.
Then when they came, I got up, I made an order with them,
right,
and we enjoyed our warm beverage.
The police confrontation was captured on a video that has been viewed more than 8 million times on social media, fueling a backlash and drawing responses from the city's police commissioner and mayor. Mayor Jim Kenney said, "I'm heartbroken to see Philadelphia in the headlines for an incident that, at least based on what we know at this point, appears to exemplify what racial discrimination looks like in 2018. The two men were...
Which beats fire hoses and dogs, by the way.
CNN yes. says the Starbucks employees asked the man to leave.
Yeah. And, I can see why somebody would be of the opinion... Whoa, what are you talking about? Leave. I'm waiting for a friend. Don't you want me here to spend some money at your business?" And apparently the answer to that was no. You look too much like a hobo or whatever.
Right. And well, then there's the question of, were they waiting on the friend before ordering, or were they waiting on a friend and just using Starbucks as a convenient location?
Yeah, there's also that, right? They could be just meeting up there to leave to go to the coffee shop across the street.
Right. The two men were taken to a police station where they were fingerprinted and photographed, according to their attorney, Lauren Wimmer. Her clients, who declined to be identified, were released 8 hours later because the district attorney found no evidence of a crime, adding that the Starbucks manager was a white man.
Okay. It's hard to draw conclusions just from words on paper.
Right.
And, I did get some of the audio from this, and I can see how people would come to the different conclusions that they've come to, and it's difficult. If this is what if this is what racial discrimination looks like, it's going to be really difficult for people to determine one way or the other, because I think I'm fair on this. I believe, just like everybody else, I believe that I can see whether or not racial discrimination is occurring. Whether I can or not is certainly up for debate, but it makes it difficult. Have you seen this video? Do you have your thoughts? The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-453. The username is lrn.fm on Skype. You can use our Discord, too. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zimcash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
want. We've been talking about this situation with these black fellows that were arrested in Philadelphia for sitting at Starbucks, best I can tell. And the state of race in America, I guess, is what we're intent. What's the intention here to figure out? I'm not entirely sure, but well,
I don't think it's a story about in any way about police misconduct, based on what I've seen of the arrest.
I think I've got a comment on that. Let me first tell you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one. It's Liberty.menu. It's a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of social networking aspects that you can connect with and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those that agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Check it out. You can list your business. You can find out about businesses. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. It's Liberty.menu. So I guess my thought on that, Johnny Ray, is that police are sort of billed in our mind as these automatons, the security agency that we all employ, this public security agency. But to some extent, they play a role as arbiter in this inside the community. Whether they should or shouldn't, I can say that they do. So one time I had a storage locker burgled, and I managed to figure out who did it. The police came and made sure I got my stuff from these people, but they didn't arrest them or do anything else. So they acted more as an arbitrator and judge in the circumstance than they did as law enforcement. If they wanted to do arrest or whatever it was that they did, they could have done that. But they chose not to. They just got me my stuff, and you know, basically that was the end of the story.
I see. So it's sort of an unwritten task that they have, and in this case, maybe they could have done a little more to settle things between Starbucks and the young men.
I think that's it. Now, I would say that the police, their job is to provide security, and when a Starbucks manager says, "I want these people out of here,"
they're trespassing.
Then they've just become trespassers when they refuse to leave, and it doesn't matter why, right? Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter if it's the color of your skin or that you're covered in dog hair or whatever the reason is. You're a hobo. Whatever the reason is.
Mayonnaise on your French fries, and we don't like that around here.
I don't think they have French fries at Starbucks, but I can see why you'd want to throw somebody out who did that.
They just brought in French fries from another business, and Starbucks doesn't like that either.
I bet they did. They certainly wouldn't like that. But ultimately, mayonnaise on French fries is just potato salad.
Yeah, I guess.
Yep.
And I don't like potato salad because mayonnaise is disgusting.
You're from Birmingham, Alabama, and you don't like potato salad.
Mayonnaise is I'm also a white man. Mayonnaise is disgusting.
All right, whatever. So going on, leaving that weirdness behind, so I can see the police are in a pickle.
But is mayonnaise disgusting despite the fact that you're a white man or because you're a white man?
No. So generally, white people like mayonnaise.
Right.
I'm just pointing out that I'm not the stereotypical white man.
Got it.
Yeah, generally, white people eat vegetables and Daryl won't touch them. So,
touché.
This Starbucks that is really the one that's sort of in the crosshairs here. And I think ultimately this is an uncomfortable situation that could be interpreted. I think that you can't extract race from this. I watched the video. These gentlemen are not dressed like hobos. They don't appear to be that, to my mind. And that leaves one with, well, exactly why are they being kicked out?
Right. So speaking of the video, you do hear somebody ask, why are they being asked to leave?
Yeah.
That man is Andrew Yaff, who, according to the lawyer for the two men that were arrested, is the man that these two were supposed to meet.
Yep.
Andrew Yaff runs a real estate development firm.
He looked like a white guy from what I could tell in the video, but these days, who knows what anyone self-identifies as.
Right. Well, Andrew Yaff was not one of the men that was arrested.
No, but he was coming to meet the men that were arrested.
He then asked, does anybody else here think this is ridiculous? And someone said, it's absolute discrimination. Someone else responds, they didn't do anything. The two men appear to explain that they are there to meet Yaff. They remain seated and calmly speak with the police. An officer begins to clear chairs out of the way in an apparent anticipation of an arrest. The officer then says, they're not free to leave. We're done with that. We asked them to leave the first time.
Seems pretty quick.
You need to leave. We're here to meet somebody. All right. Well, we already asked. Now you're getting arrested.
Okay.
And as the meme goes, well, that escalated rather quickly.
Yeah.
And the guy that they're there to meet is like, hey, I'm the guy meeting these two. Why are you here? Well, because they were asked to leave and they didn't. They said they're meeting somebody. Yeah, they're meeting me.
I think in a, you know, that there are certain circumstances where a law enforcement officer can be expected to give one order. And that there are other circumstances where maybe they need to give it three or four or five times in order to get compliance.
Right.
I mean, were the people of Philadelphia well served by these gentlemen being arrested and then released with no charges? I'd say no. I'd say it was a waste of six law enforcement officers' time who could have been doing other things to make the world a bit safer instead of whatever this was. But, you know, again, the other side of this is if I had some kind of condition where I could reasonably presume that if I exploit this condition, I can get free things, lots of free things, then I might, like people react based on incentives, I might exploit that condition in order to get those things. If all I had to do was walk into a restaurant and say, I'm a volunteer firefighter, and I would get a free thing off the menu, I would probably do that. As a matter of fact, I can tell you, when I go to hotels, they often have a discount for firefighters, and I ask for it. So there you have me using an aspect of me, you know, a portion of me, to get a discount.
Yep.
And
that's your firefighter privilege.
Right. I'm exploiting my firefighter privilege. If I could, you know, if the way to get the free thing was to just use the bathroom first and then see whether or not I got in any trouble, and then if so, exploit my race for it. Yep. Some people are going to do that. I'm not saying these guys are doing that, and it doesn't look like they were. But somebody will. And how do you react to that? How does a business deal with this stuff? Because you can't have somebody on duty on your bathrooms constantly. It's just there isn't a profit margin enough for that. So you don't want your customers going into the gross bathroom that the hobo just left, because that could be bad. And I think it's just unfortunate.
Well, what a lot of places do is they have a key that you have to ask the cashier for.
Yep.
That's one way to police bathroom use.
Yeah, it is. It's I can tell you people don't like it much. I wouldn't want to have to do that with the Starbucks. If I went in, I'd want to be able to use the bathroom at Starbucks before I make my order. And it's going to make me angry. So anyway, what are your thoughts? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Just, we're talking about these gentlemen in Philadelphia who were arrested for sitting in a Starbucks, apparently. Refusing to leave, I guess, is the shtick there. So you can call in and talk about that. The number's 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about Save It Purse. Save It Purse is an interface between you and other people who have Bitcoin. And I don't know, are they doing other cryptocurrencies, Daryl? Do you know?
You can use Shapeshift to wind up doing other cryptos, okay. But I am not aware if they're actually directly accepting other cryptos.
Okay. So, yeah, check it out, saveitpurse.com. We've saved, you know, a great deal at our house using saveitpurse.com. You can save, I think, a good number to sort of ballpark it at is 20%. So
yeah.
A little more work. It's a little more work to use Save It Purse, but it's nice to save 20%. It's hard to save money on things at Amazon. Amazon sells convenience.
Right. And, well, it's fairly convenient to use Purse now as well because you no longer have to put things in an Amazon wish list and import that. You can just add things to your shopping cart directly through the Purse website and then select the discount that you want.
That does sound convenient.
Yes.
Saveatpurse.com.
Which reminds me, I need to add some KT tape to my save it.
What is that?
Kinesiology.
Oh, tape. It's that magic tape that's supposed to make you better, but really there's no evidence that it does, right? Like athletically?
Like magnets?
It's not magnets. It's tape.
Yeah.
Athletic tape.
It's athletic tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've got...
It's a nice hair removal system.
Say some... I don't have very hairy legs anyway.
I don't
anyway,
really want to talk about your body.
But I shave my left leg before putting the KT tape on.
Okay.
So I was dealing with some tendonitis and used the KT tape. And after a week or so, the tendonitis seem to have gone away.
Yeah, it immobilizes your joints a little bit.
For like the 2 weeks that I did nothing, which is what doctors recommend to deal with tendonitis, I was still having the tendonitis pains.
That's pretty powerful. I mean, no one can tell you it doesn't work if you tried it for 2 weeks to do nothing and then you tried 1 week and it worked. I'm sorry. Anybody else can take a long walk off a short bridge. I'm going to use this tape.
Again, I'm not saying that, it's any kind of medical something. I'm saying my experience is it seemed to help.
Yeah. There you go. You can get those this KT tape or anything else at through saveitpurse.com.
Yes.
Daryl, let's move on. Apparently, I can smoke, drink, and eat without any repercussions.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
The headline from Forbes is that alcohol, obesity, and smoking do not cost the healthcare systems money.
Okay.
You would still personally have repercussions from being drunk, fat, and cancerous in your lungs, possibly. But as far as the actual cost to the healthcare systems, and then I just noticed that this article is actually several years old, but it might still be, as accurate with the facts here. It says it's common enough argument around the world at the moment that various unhealthy behaviors increase the cost to the healthcare systems. Thus, those unhealthy behaviors should be taxed more heavily so as to pay for the cost of those healthcare systems.
That's really kind of the shtick is that we've got to we can crack down on the smokers because they're making all of our lives miserable because they cost more money through the healthcare system.
Right, because they wind up getting lung cancer at higher rates and, cancer treatment, not cheap.
Yep.
People that wind up getting cirrhosis of the liver and other alcohol-related problems, those things cost money in the healthcare system. And then the insurance companies, they want to make sure that they're actually making profits. So then what happens? Well, everybody's premiums go up. Right?
Yep.
Continuing on, the only problem with the argument, again, that these things need to be taxed to offset the cost, the only problem with the argument is that it's entirely gibbering nonsense. Unhealthy behaviors reduce costs to the healthcare system. If we are to accept the initial logic, then we should subsidize them, not tax them.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm not ready to do that.
The author says, we see it in my native UK over smoking, alcohol, and obesity. Rarely does a week go by without there being another report about how much this or that activity costs the NHS, and thus taxes must be raised, the NHS being the National Health Service. You've got it in the U.S. with the various people calling for taxes of high fructose corn syrup, sugar, empty calories, soda pop, and junk food.
Oh, there's already taxes on cigarettes, and alcohol is well taxed, too. So, and don't forget marijuana. It's
right. And in some states, like New Hampshire, the government has a monopoly on selling certain alcohols. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Now, there's no doubt that all of these are unhealthy behaviors, those being the high fructose corn syrup, the sugar, empty calories, junk food, smoking, etc., that do have costs. That's not an issue, or rather, that's not at issue. The major cost is, of course, to the imbiber, the smoker, or the lard bucket in the form of a shorter lifespan.
Who's he calling lard bucket?
People that are obese.
Oh.
He says, however, it's pretty much a given that in anything, even approximating to a free or liberal society, that consenting adults have to be left to make their own cost-benefit trade-offs.
But, and by the way, in Western cultures, they are consuming less and less of this stuff. Now, certainly, there are taxes, sin taxes on them, so one might say that that's the reason. If cigarettes cost probably half the price is what they would cost if it wasn't for taxes or more.
Depending on the state, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
There are some places where the tax, I can think of one state that's not too terribly far from us, New York, where the tax on a pack of cigarettes is about what a pack of cigarettes cost in New Hampshire.
I know there's court rulings and stuff, and I couldn't speak to those precisely, but I get the impression that juries are a little more likely to rule against a cigarette company than a regular company because
right.
they're bad.
The article continues by asking the question, but what about these costs to the healthcare system? Well, the clue is in that shortened lifespan. Yes, certainly, there are costs to treating the diseases brought on by too much booze, tobacco, or food, but there are costs to treating all diseases, all modes and methods by which we might possibly reach that undoubted destination.
Everybody's going to die, and the question is which mode of death is cost society more? And if you're going to tax a mode of death in order to prevent that particular mode of death, then by this logic, you should subsidize the modes, because we are currently subsidizing certain modes of death. We're saying, we're gonna give a little extra money to the production of vegetables or whatever out there. And look, that seems legit to me.
Well, one of the things mentioned earlier, high fructose corn syrup. There are all kinds of corn subsidies in the United States that incentivize people to make corn that then incentivize companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi to put high fructose corn syrup in the sodas instead of sugar.
That's true. There are these conflicting subsidies that are out there, too. So in one hand, they subsidize the corn. On the other hand, they tax the soda.
Right. The question then is, are the cost of treating the illnesses and deaths brought on by these three indulgences, alcohol,
tobacco and food,
are the cost of treating these three indulgences higher or lower than the cost of treating those who live healthily but still inevitably die? We could argue it's either Alzheimer's costs more to manage than lung cancer, the cracked hips of age-related osteoporosis, perhaps more or less than fried livers for excessive bourbon. What we need to do is actually go out from top to bottom and look at the figures. This has been done, and we'll tell you about it. Plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in. You can talk about whatever you want here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Hashtag not all hobos.
Hashtag not all hobos, yeah. You, Johnny Ray, somewhere in that hashtag not all hobos thing. Because you...
I fit.
Yeah, you're wearing your sweatshirt inside out, and, you know, you got a beard, and yeah.
I just now realized that the sweatshirt was inside out.
Yeah. It's from a former employer, so I never wear it. Outside out, because neither one of us wants to be associated with the other.
See, I thought maybe you had a coffee stain that you were hiding.
Not in that sweatshirt.
I got plenty of stains, but they're all soaked through, so no matter which side you wear it, you're going to see it.
Yeah, the Liberty Janitor. Check out freetalklive.com. We've got an email list there. It's right there. Not when we're on the air. It's not on the front page, because the front page changes when we're on the air. But the rest of the time, there's a little, you know, place to put in an email address, and then you can get the news of Free Talk Live, including the stations we add and events we're going to go to and new promos we put together and a whole variety of things. It's worth getting. I'm on the list, and when I get it, I'm like, oh, well, what's he undone? look at that. And it's nice. So anyway, check it out at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the email list. Daryl, you were telling me that apparently I don't have to worry about the cost to society for my smoking, my drinking, and my overeating. Is that right?
That's basically what is being said here. Yep. Because, and let me sort of jump back a little bit, where it says that, you know, all diseases have cost to being treated. That includes those brought on by too much booze, tobacco, or food. But the question then is, are the costs associated with treating booze, tobacco, and food-related illnesses and diseases higher than those of treating other things? And
we know
for
that
you really need to, according to the Forbes article here, quote, what we need to do is actually go up and tot up the figures.
Todd up the figures?
Tot up.
Tot?
Total. Like tote, yeah.
I see. Totes. Yeah, so I can tell you this. I know prior to Obamacare coming into play, essentially there was Medicare, and Medicare spent that and Medicaid spent two-thirds of the healthcare dollars. Basically, two-thirds of the spending in healthcare was through the government already. So we could presume that old people and their, you know, corresponding diseases are more costly than young people, even though old there are fewer old people, right? Like, so when you're talking about somebody who's 65 and older, how old can they get? 95, 85, somewhere in there. So call it a, you know, 20-year age bracket. There's a lot more people under 65 than there are over 65, but the healthcare dollars were going to the people over 65. And so this makes some sense to me is that essentially living longer is more costly.
Again, they say that this has been done where the figures have been totaled and they actually link over to something, but they have copied some of the text that says obesity is a major cause of morbidity and mortality and is associated with higher medical expenditures. It's been suggested that obesity prevention could result in cost savings. The objective of this study was to estimate the annual and lifetime medical costs attributed to obesity, to compare those to similar costs attributed to smoking, and discuss the implications for prevention. Although effective obesity prevention leads to a decrease in cost of obesity-related diseases, this decrease is offset by cost increases due to disease unrelated to obesity in life years gained. Obesity prevention may be an important and cost-effective way of improving public health, but it is not a cure for increased health expenditures.
I see.
So you're going to live longer, and then you're going to wind up getting hurt and sick and whatnot in various other ways. So they're saying there's not really any cost savings to the healthcare system.
Yeah, the author said it was nonsense. He seems pretty convinced.
Yeah. I guess really the answer is Soylent Green, you know, when they reach a certain age, you turn them into food.
It is every citizen's final duty to report to the recycling tank.
The actual numbers for lifetime from 20 years old medical cost were the lifetime cost in euros, healthy, 281,000. Obese, 250,000. Smokers, 220,000.
So if you want to save society money on health care costs, go ahead and start smoking and eating.
That's kind of what it sounds like here.
I imagine you can that smoking probably offsets all the problems of drinking. You know, my thought is that you see a lot of old drunks, you don't see a lot of old smokers. So probably you'll kill yourself more quickly with the smoking and go ahead and drink.
Who was
Why
the
not?
Bob Hope? He smoked cigars until he was like 7 billion years old.
I think that was George Burns is who you're probably referring to. I'm sure Bob Hope's had a cigar or two.
Lived to be fairly ripe.
Yeah, I don't think you should use people on the television as your arbiter, plus cigars. Some people inhale them, some people don't.
I think George Burns got to the point where he was just chomping on a fresh cigar all the time.
And so what happens is with a cigar, you can get some of the nicotine just kind of by having it in your mouth. I've seen people who cut cigars up and use them essentially as dipping tobacco.
Okay.
I've heard that cigarettes are treated with more stuff that causes more cancer than cigars, so therefore it's better to smoke those. I am not making that assertion, although I believe it. None of those. I don't think that you can consume too many tobacco products for too long and expect your life to increase. Right.
Right.
If you like it, you like it. If you don't do it, don't do it. For God's sake, don't start this as a habit. But most people start it before 18, and I'm not listening to talk radio.
So continuing on here, it says there are excellent arguments in favor of taxing in order to reduce the occurrence of smoking, excessive booze, and obesity. We humans are subject to hyperbolic discounting. not taking full account of long-distant future costs for current pleasures. Sometimes those running the public health systems really do know more than us.
So the pleasure they're talking about here is vegetables that's most costly?
They never mention vegetables. But
you live longer, you're more costly.
There are externalities associated with these behaviors. Late night drunks, passive smoking, and the visual pollution of someone 300 pounds overweight.
Visual
perhaps.
Pollution? That's funny.
But the arguments we cannot use is that these behaviors increase the cost of health care. The reason we cannot use this argument is that it simply is not true. Those who die young save healthcare systems money. They don't cost them money.
I'd be willing to bet that drinkers probably die young in ways that aren't attributed to it. We had a when I worked at a lifestyle magazine in Sarasota, Florida. One of our reporters was up late drinking on his cell phone out in his driveway, texting away with a girlfriend or whatever, passes out. Leaning up against the neighbor's car. The neighbor comes out in the morning, gets in the car, turns it on, backs up out of the driveway, runs him over.
Wow.
And killed him. And the police say, this happens. Like, you know, it's unfortunate, but this isn't the first time we've seen this. And that's not going to be called an alcohol-related death.
Maybe, maybe not. If they find, oh, he had alcohol in his system, it will be noted in the death thing.
But it's not but going it into not, this research.
Maybe not.
Because he was pretty cheap for the healthcare system.
I wasn't involved in doing this research, so I don't know what they tabulated.
I'm guessing.
The author here concludes, he says, thus, if we really are to accept the argument about taxes and the cost of health care, then we should really be subsidizing puffing, browsing, and sluicing, which isn't, I think you'll agree, what we usually get told about these things. Now, is it?
Well, there you go. Buffets of cigars for everyone.
It's curious. It's fun to talk about. But the solution, of course, is just to get away from all of this kind of NHS-style thinking and that you need your government to run your health services for you, because there's a whole host of problems that come with that. The one that I'm thinking of is families having to spend some time and effort with your elderly parents. Is a kind of cementing action for our society, and when we just pass them off into the health industry, it's ugly and bleak.
I agree, but man, oh man, if you've taken care of an elderly person, it can be really, really difficult too. I can see why people at some point or another give up. I'd love to hear your stories on that. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk
Live. It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.